The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Non-stop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team and postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Paul, appreciate the time. How you been?
Hey, Zach, good to chat with you. And that's really, really nice of you to say. I do. I'm flattered by it. Like Greg Papa with the San Francisco 49ers, Wayne Larrivee, Green Bay Packers, Bob Papa, and with Schusen do really good work for the New York team. So it's, there are a lot of good play-by-play guys in the National Football League. And I'm honored that you put me in that class.
Yeah, the Paul Allen camera too also does it for me because I always
hear, bit, right?
Yeah, I hear you freaking out and I love it, but then to also physically see you, that's pretty damn cool.
Right. Yeah, this and specifically in this day and age, it's like, you could be say Dan Miller for the Detroit Lions, a dear friend of mine and one of the great play-by-play guys in the NFL, but people generally don't get to hear his calls. Or see them on TikTok and stuff like that, simply because they just never have made the playoffs. Well, I mean, they got good this year. And, Dan's call at the end of the Lions-Packers game was a work of art. I mean, it was absolutely terrific. But you put a camera in the booth and you see somebody with three chins and one eyebrow cross their arms at Buffalo and go, you lucky suckers. And this day and age is going to really, really buy into that, even though I wasn't trying to do it.
Paul Allen here with us. What was a crazier game to call this year, the Bills-Vikings game or the Colts-Vikings game?
Bills-Vikings because the, Josh Allen, the minute the schedule comes out, he's arguably a favorite to win MVP. So, I know we got the elbow situation, and he was kind of close to that when we played him. He threw a bad pick at the end of the game to lose the game. But with all that said, getting Josh Allen to drop the ball at the goal line and then you got to get a touchdown out of it, that late in the game, a defensive touchdown. I mean, we were a 98% loser. But like in the Colts game, down 33-0 at halftime, okay, so the team, makes NFL history coming back from 33 and beating the Colts. But the first half, and halftime with some of these conversations we were having in the box, just absolutely miserable. I mean, it was as miserable. It was more miserable at that moment than when we got killed by the Cowboys, so then they come charging in the second half. But that really was only a half of exaltation. The Bills game from A to Z is one of the most memorable games of any game I've called in 20 some odd years.
Paul Allen here with us. So I thought Minnesota was going to make the playoffs before the start of the season. I did not think they were going to win the division, and that was over pretty quickly. But you mentioned some of those blowout losses and only had four of them this year. Like, that does stick out in your mind. Like, how do you view the Vikings going into the postseason? Because they've been a real polarizing team.
It's not like they only had four blowout losses. Now, the Lions game, that thing was sneaky close in the third quarter. So technically, I mean, it's double digits, but at Philadelphia, we start the season with Green Bay at home. And that's the target at which to shoot in the division every year because of the quarterback. But, losing Devontae meant early in the season he had to overcome not having his bailout guy. I mean, forget one of the best in the game. Devontae is one of the greatest bailout third down receivers in the history of the National Football League. So we got him week one and we killed him. So, we're feeling good. Then we go to Philadelphia and Jalen Hurts runs all over us. So that was a blowout there. The Dallas game had some aberration to it. And we go to Green Bay and they got a win. and that's the border rival, man, and they smash us, just smashed us a couple of weeks ago. So on the other side of it, the fearless gene this team possesses, with the ability, when it is close, they are not scared of anybody. They're not scared of Josh Allen. They're not scared of being on the road. They're just not. And if they're in a one-score game in the fourth quarter, I'm telling you right now, every team they face the rest of the way, if they get past this one, if the Vikings are in a one-score game in the fourth quarter, the adversary's in trouble.
Can you see this team winning the Super Bowl this year?
I can't. You know, I'm not going to grandstand and say that. You know, I will say on my 9 to noon radio show on KFAM, I came back in July, right before training camp from kind of an extended vacation, and I spent time looking at a confluence of circumstances around the NFC, which includes Brady being a year older and skipping time in training camp. Russell left Seattle. You know, the Rams, I thought, were the target of which to shoot, so on Arizona fraudulent, and just the whole thing. So I actually, for the second time in my radio career, predicted the Vikings to go to the Super Bowl because of the confluence of circumstances, and we were being shortchanged because it was a redo, but a redo with talent, man. I mean, when you bring in a former quarterback and an offensive mind who's a limb on the Sean McVay tree, well, I've now seen it for 17 games. It not only does it work, it's high end. and that includes with how you treat man when there's conflict. So I've seen that now since the beginning of the season. It's real. And those who hired them and said it would be like this are right. But the reason I did it was because of the perception I had of other teams around the NFC. Now, I dramatically shortchanged Philadelphia. And we've been there and I've seen it. And, I mean, if Hurts is close to 100% and they get two games in that building, that they're going to be really difficult to beat. So if the Vikings get to the Super Bowl, I ain't going to be surprised. But if they don't, man, I just got a lot of respect for specifically Philadelphia.
Paul Allen here with us. So I love Justin Jefferson. Not only once he gets drafted, he comes on this radio show and he says, all the teams that took wide receivers in front of me are going to pay. Now, we've heard people say that before, but he has clearly backed it up. Does anything that he does at this point surprise you? Because he is such a fun player to watch.
No, not really. And the thing I really like about Justin, you know, and I chat with him a fair amount during the course of the week, just in passing, locker room, games, practice, whatever, is his humility and how humble he is. Now, Justin had two touchdowns against Green Bay week one, two receiving touchdowns. And Justin wants to have 20 receiving touchdowns and 2,000 yards. I mean, that's just how that superstar is wired. For whatever the reason, we went a month and a half, almost 2 months, without him catching a touchdown. Now, I've been around wide receivers long enough in my career to know that if superstars go sometimes close to 2 months without a touchdown catch,
problem.
Hide the women and children because they become divisive. I've just seen it. Well, that's not him. I mean, he stayed quiet and he supported everybody to the best of his ability. You know, we bring in TJ Hockenson. TJ starts getting some love. But, you know, what Justin realized, because he's smart, is the more success and love shared with TJ Hockenson means Justin's going to bust loose. And that's exactly what happened, you know. And if we hadn't completely flopped in that Green Bay game, I mean, he had a legitimate shot to break Calvin Johnson's 2012 record for 1964 in a season.
Your view of Kirk Cousins is what, Paul Allen?
He improves every single year. You know, I know for a fact, because whether it's Cousins, Bradford, Case Keenum, Dante Culpepper, Brett Favre, I've seen so many quarterbacks around here, man. You know, I just know what's good. And, you know, it's kind of the problem being next to Brett Favre in 2009 is I truly saw how it was supposed to be done behind the scenes. I mean, indefatigable with the work ethic, late Friday nights trying to figure out the Bears blitz. I mean, and the way he galvanized man. Yeah, Brett was unbelievable. Well, Kirk is not necessarily as overt that way or as aw shucks as Brett, but Kirk's unbelievably smart. And his seasons have gotten better every year he's been here. And now with O'Connell and the way the offense is constructed, and it's a pass-first team, well, look at the season you just put Justin on. Hockenson comes in here, has the best year of his career. Dalvin Cook all of a sudden, you know, gets home on a screen from 64. KJ Osborne, the third receiver, has 60 catches. So that answers the question right there. Kirk is calculated. He can make all the throws, left hash, right boundary, vice versa, and he's cold-blooded in the red zone. So I love the guy. He's been through a lot here from the fan base locally and nationally. He's persevered. He's a fabulous human being and a quality quarterback.
When you look at the Giants, and I live in New York, if you would have told me the Giants would be in the playoffs before the season, I would have said, what are you smoking? What are you drinking? So it's an incredible coaching job by Brian Daboll. You saw them a few weeks ago. What stands out to you the most about the Giants?
And, Zach, I'm with you, man. I mean, like, you know, end of the season, I didn't even pay attention to the Giants.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like Daniel Jones more than most, and I respect Saquon, but I was with you. But after they beat Tennessee in that season opener, and then I started to like watching how Daboll talks to people on the sidelines and stuff. Man, I just gained a fast track of respect for them. I mean, a first-year coach like O'Connell, I mean, I think when they get together Sunday, Zach, is going to be the fourth time since the merger in the mid-60s two first-year coaches are meeting in the playoffs. So that just shows you how difficult it is to do what's happening this weekend. But from what I saw, Dexter Lawrence was basically unstoppable. He's elite. When Aaron Donald is done, Dexter's the next Aaron Donald, if he's not already ready there now. And he'll command an immense amount of attention. The rookie Thibodeau didn't have a great game against us. He was okay, you know, but he went against our right tackle, Brian O'Neill, you know, who did a really good job. Well, O'Neill's out, and we got a replacement at right tackle. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do there. And, you know, they blitz 50% of the time, man, which is number one in the NFL. So I think Kirk, O'Connell, and everybody knows that there are going to be some licks. You know, there are going to be – they have more guys than we have. Kirk's going to get hit, maybe even sacked. But if one or two times they miss on those blitzes, we have the right guys to go 70 behind their defense. So, you know, we were winning that game, man, 10-0, and I honestly felt, hey, here it comes. For the first time in forever, we're going to blow somebody out. And then Hodgins got a touchdown on Peterson, and they got back in it, and Gano never misses all of a sudden, and it was a meat grinder. Fortunately, we won. But, I'm happy to have this game at home for the Vikings, and the crowd's going to be loud.
What type of game do you expect coming up this weekend?
Excellent question. And it feels like low-key you're trying to feel me out for an over-under bet, which I really respect if you are doing that, or some covert money line deal or whatever. That's a great question. I mean, we're 27-24 last time. There was a good patch in the middle of that game where nobody did anything but field goals. Our defense has given up the fourth most yards in the history of Vikings football, and our offense is one of the best offenses in the NFL. So I think whatever the number is, I think it's good. And I think the final total will be whatever that number is, 48-ish. So I don't know, man, like, you know, a 30-20 on the high end and a 27-24, 27-20 on the low end.
I think Minnesota's going to win the game, but it seems like, just from what I hear, a lot of people going with the Giants. Do they feel that disrespect to Minnesota?
Well, the point spread hasn't moved. So, I mean, people from a rooting interest, and, you know, they can jump out there in the nameless, faceless world on Twitter and, you know, formulate all the opinions they want. But, you know, we've seen big point spread moves with Minnesota Vikings football this year because people formulate giant opinions. This is not one. I mean, it started at 3. It stuck at 3. And it should be Vikings -3. So, you know, the team has faced the fraudulent tag the entire year. And people have been wrong every step of the way if they got loud about it. It's like we beat Green Bay, and then we get killed on Monday Night Football at Philly. Well, funny, you know, Philly might be the best team in football with Hurts. And secondly, you know, people are like, see, I told you they just weren't that good. New coach and, you know, Cousins can't handle the heat and just all that stuff. Well, after that Philly game, we won 7 in a row. So then we get killed by Dallas. Same thing. People bitching about the same thing. Well, then we win 4 of the next 5. So this is a very good football team, and I'll stand absolutely by what I said a few minutes ago. If it's a one-score game in the fourth quarter, the team we're playing is in trouble because this team, it just – miraculously, in unexplainable fashion, finds ways to win these games. And to do that, you can't be scared. And they're not scared.
Last thing I'll ask you, Paul Allen, you think Rodgers is back in that division next year?
Great question, man. A lot of weird things after that Lions game. Like, you know, your guy, whatever his name was, I can't remember, came up, wanted his jersey.
Jameson and, Williams, yeah.
Yeah, and he's like, nah, I mean, I'm like, I'm good or whatever. That's unbelievable that he did that. And whether no matter if how badly he had to go to the bathroom or where he had to go, I've just never heard of that.
Yeah.
And just the way he's talking and everything, you know, it's. I'm sure you've heard it, man. I mean, you follow it closely. But, you know, after the game, one of the beat writers was like, no trade. Could you see yourself playing for another team? Something like that. And he had an opportunity to say, no, I'm finishing my career here.
He loves the drama.
I started here. I'm finishing here. And we have work to do. I'm not sure I'll be back. But if I am back, it's going to be here. Instead, he's like, you can never say never. So that was negative. I mean, it's either negative because if you're a Packers fan, he's not going to come back. Or if you're a football fan, hopefully, you know, we ain't got to deal with the news cycle around the draft just completely involving him.
I'm with you. Hey, Paul Allen, have a good call this weekend. We appreciate the time. Thank you.
Zach, really had a good time, man. Thanks for letting me speak. God bless you, and enjoy the football game, all right?
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes.
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey.
Throws, caught, touchdown as time expires.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Nonstop coverage from the biggest sports radio stations in the country. Podcasts dedicated to each NFL team. And postseason games streaming live for free.
Takes the handoff, looks right, throws right, end zone, caught, touchdown.
Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.